Cool.
Amazing.
I know.
Hey, where's our calendar? We should have a calendar hanging here because it's our month. That calendar.
I'm going to let this go for a minute. I'm going to start coughing.
Oh, God. No, he
hasn't been
coughing yet.
You guys are just welcome to start.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
January. Honestly, it sucks. It even sucks because he left today to go on a bike trip. I told him he's not allowed to spend any money.
Dang it, sorry.
That's the one that kicks in. Yeah, right?
Well,
his bike better not break too. We're not paying for it.
It's an important issue.
No gear.
No beers.
Family comes first.
Oh, yeah. His friend will probably pay for the beers.
Agreed.
Hello. I've been under the weather. That's why I haven't reached out to you.
I think everybody is going around.
Yeah.
Just keep it away from me.
I know, me too.
I have been. I've been doing everything, precautions. I've been not taking off my mask. I've been doing really well. I actually have a voice today, which is kind of cool. I sounded like I smoked 3 packs a day the last couple. Yeah, it's been bad.
I've always wondered that about you, Megan.
Yeah, I smoke about 12 packs a day. That's what it sounded like. Oh, it was bad on the city council meeting.
You really got to get
that. I got to fix that. It's 6
o'clock. Okay. I got 5 minutes. There we go.
On the dot.
Sorry.
Perfect. All right.
I'm like, it's good.
You're the same.
We're going to go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustee work session for the North Davis Fire District. It is Thursday, December 19th, 2024. This is being held at Station 41 West Point. Members of the board that are with us tonight, we've got Ricky Carlson and Tim Roper. We've got Nancy Smalling and Ned Judd and Megan Ratchford. Excused tonight are Mark Shepard, Scott Wiggle, and Jerry Chatterton. We have those that are not feeling well with us, so we are going to go quick today and get through the meeting for them. No badge pinning is tonight, so we're going to just move right in and roll for a discussion about the calendar for our meeting schedule for next year.
Yes, was everybody aware of the date change in February? Mm-hmm. And I guess everybody was okay with that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for working on that, too.
No, it worked out great. It was good. I'm glad we could do that.
The only dates I'm running into conflict with, I have, in September, I have a GM conference. I'm not sure where they're going to be, in Georgia or Texas. But I will just be getting back, so that might be one that I might not be able to attend. And then there's one in March. March is our ULCT. We're going to Washington, D.C., so we may be back by then, but I'm not 100% sure. So this is the
We're going to Washington the 9th through the 13th. So.
The 9th through the 13th?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Never mind.
Okay, good.
Your flight got booked today, so.
I'll take a look. I'll take a look.
Yep. Okay, and then, they're subject to change if we need to, but we're going to lock those in to... We can. Anybody else have any conflicts or questions concerned with those? Anything else on that?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the other, we didn't have a badge pinning. Just wanted to update the board on a little something that's going on in the background. We have, we did promote a new captain, and we'll have that badge pinning next month. And, we might have a couple new hires by then too. Depends, but
fingers crossed.
One thing that I've had extended conversations with Mayor Vincent is we got an annexation issue in the district, and I've been doing a lot of homework with the Lieutenant Governor's office, the county, West Point City. It all came about with West Point City annexing. Is it 250 acres?
265.
Yeah, 265 acres in West Point, and I was under the impression, this is the first time the district has faced this situation. We annexed Sunset City when Sunset City joined, and we annexed MIDA from the Clearfield section of MIDA. I actually was under the impression and showed the chair some verbiage language in Title 17 that would automatically put them in the fire district with the municipality extending that, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So, I think what we're gonna do is, one, with the UASD. I'm going to try to articulate some different language in the cleanup bill in January, which that would change everything, that'd make it easy. They seem to think it's a good idea as long as it doesn't affect UAA or SLAVISA, because that's what that legislation was for. So we'll watch that closely. If not, we got to do annexations the old-fashioned way anyway next year, which is a long process. But talking with two of the county commissioners, it was my idea to, hey, if we're going to take the 260 acres down there in West Point, the rest of the unincorporated land, correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, but is slated to be West Point one day.
Yep.
It's just not that. As a district, we can also annex that and put that in our service area, which is, that piece is a small amount of homes, but one day it could develop. And then if we're going to go through an annexation process, I talked with Paul Wagstaff at MIDA, and we need to, the district needs to annex the Sunset portion of MIDA into the fire district. Mm-hmm. MIDA's not pushing back. They want us to annex
sure.
it.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, no, it's actually a good thing for us. We're not like a city. Districts are called out different with MIDA. And so it's all, you know, I guess eventually for the Sunset people, I think they're looking at high density and stuff there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what actually will end up.
I don't think they really know for sure yet either.
That's pretty early.
Yeah.
They laid out high density just so they could get
ideas of what they could
How much utilities they would need for high density. So they wouldn't be short if they don't do high density. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Possibly a hotel, possibly a food place.
I mean, probably the thing about it is it's not going to be like it's barren land right now. It's not like we're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But eventually we would want to, you know, get our taxing share and the impact fees from from that area.
Absolutely.
When it develops. So long story short, Chair, I think we're in agreement that all three of MIDA, the county, and West Point City, all three of these areas, I don't anticipate any pushback. We just have to go through this long process next year. And unfortunately, the board will have to allocate some money for the public notices, the Mylar, the rewriting of the legal description, and we'll get this all cleaned up over a year's time so it gets on the tax rolls next December or whatever.
Right now, part of that unincorporated area out there, Clinton City is contracted to cover that, even though Chief says, you know, they go out there and provide mutual aid all the time. But with this annexation, we go right to the county line, so if Clinton kept it, they'd have to drive through our service area to get to it. So it just makes way more sense for
us. But it gets a little bit deeper because Layton Dispatch emailed me and said, for GPS reasons, do you want this in your area? It's like, well, I don't really, that's not our area yet. It's going to be, it's West Point City. We have all of West Point City. But right now, the county is contracting with Clinton, and the commissioners are aware of this. So I just said, just leave.
Leave it as it is.
Leave it as it is, and we'll work through this through the year. And if they get a working fire out there, even in the Weber County part of it, we're right there. We go anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just. However, that will if in January. That cleanup bill, if they change that language, at least that section will automatically go into the district.
Good point, yep.
So,
do you think that's likely?
I think so. I've talked to some pretty, I talked to Mark Anderson at the UASD. He's our attorney and lobbyist. And I talked to Nathan Bracken, which is a big attorney up on the Hill. And he doesn't think that there'll be much pushback from legislators because it was unintentional. They weren't, as long as it doesn't negatively affect UFA and Unified PD, in Salt Lake Valley, they don't care. But I made the argument that if Weber Fire, if West Haven annexes more property in unincorporated Weber County, that should automatically go into Weber Fire District's area. I mean, this could happen all over the state.
Yeah.
And they agreed.
Yep.
So I think it was unintentional, but with the it also spells out just emergency services and law, but not, so we're not talking water and sewer and that's a whole nother, but so that's kind of on my to-do list for this year, which is going to be long, but I think by the end of the year, next year, we will have the district service area on the tax rolls and correct the way it should be, so.
Be good. That'll be good.
That's, does anybody have any questions about that, or?
Okay.
That's all I had for the work session. It was just doing my homework on.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. We're going to roll in then to our next meeting. Do we need to adjourn the first one?
They're two different meetings.
All right. Take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn and move into our policy meeting.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to that? Great. Then we will call to order our Board of Trustee meeting. Again, for the North Davis Fire District, this is being held at Station 41 in West Point. It is Thursday, December 19th, and it is 6:10 p.m. Oh, Misty. I didn't ask anybody either.
I will do it.
Yeah. I'll offer a word of prayer, then we're going to stand and recite the pledge together. Our Father in Heaven, we come together as a Fire District Board Administration this night. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to do so. We express gratitude for the many wonderful blessings that Thou has afforded to us, and we're grateful for the opportunity we have to serve. We pray that as we do so this night, as we discuss and contemplate the decisions within the district, that we may do so with a clear mind. We pray that we can have an open and honest discussion, that we can make the best decisions for the residents of our respective cities and within those within the fire district. We're grateful, Heavenly Father, for the brave men and women who lay their lives on the line daily for us, for those that fight the fires and that protect us. We're grateful for our police services and especially for our military. We pray for a blessing to be upon them and their families at this time. Heavenly Father, we express gratitude once again for the wonderful freedoms that we have in our country. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to make decisions and to live the life that Thou would have us and have blessed us with. Again, we express gratitude for these things for this Christmas season. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I know, isn't it? You know, I did forget to mention those members of the board that are here with us tonight for the record. We have Megan Rashford, Annette Judd, Nancy Smalling, Tim Roper, Henry Carlson, Jerry Chatterton, Scott Wiggle, and Mark Shepard are excused for tonight. Those that are sick, hope that we get them feeling better. Appreciate those that are sick that are with us here today, ladies. No citizen comment because we have no citizens. So we're going to go ahead and just move in. Our next item is the approval of the minutes. If you've had an opportunity to read through those, if there's any corrections, we'll take those now. If not, we'll go ahead and entertain a motion for approval.
Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes for November 2024 board meeting.
Have a motion for approval by Annette.
I'll second.
And Nancy is second to that. Any other discussions or corrections on those? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next is approval for the North Davis Fire District bills for November of 2024. Had a chance to glance through those. If there's any questions, I'm sure Misty would be happy to answer those. If not,
I'll move to approve the bills for November 2024.
Tim has a motion for moving to approve.
Second.
And a second by Annette. Is there any further discussion on the bills? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you much. Financial report, please.
Just a couple of things. We're marching along really good. Ambulance revenue is looking on target for this year. Maybe even a little bit higher. We're rounding off towards the end of the calendar year with, I think we're going to be right around 4150 or 4200 calls, which is down. It's a, down about the, that $200 or $300 300 transfers that we had last year. But we budgeted accordingly, and we didn't get a whole bunch of transfers this year.
Yeah.
But the call volume itself, the 911 call volume has increased. But so we're looking good on ambulance. We just got our big property tax this month. So we're sitting at 81% now in our property tax. Other than that, the only other thing that I just, we're watching closely, but we're doing okay in employee wages, but it's lopsided. We have, we're down paramedics. So we have, we don't have three full-time, we got three full-time positions that need to be filled. We're not paying those wages, but we're paying overtime.
Yeah.
So it kind of washes out, but that's where we're at, but we're watching it. We're at 46%. Other than that, everything is looking on target and good. We're supposed to, as far as capital goes, as of last week, we're supposed to be taking delivery of a ambulance, a new ambulance in February. As far as I know, it's still on target, and it's good because we need it.
So, do they give you regular updates of the build, or?
We'll fly back why it's being built. It's scheduled to go on the floor and start being, but I think it only takes them, believe it or not, like 3 weeks to build it at the factory, but it's being on the schedule.
It's just when it's our turn, huh?
When it's our turn, it starts going. Just for Gee Whiz, while we're talking about it, I did talk to Siddons Martin, and our ladder is about, it's still on schedule for fiscal 27. Right, Misty?
Yeah,
fiscal 27. So, yeah, and you can't move, we're not trying to move it up, but you can't move it up anyway.
Yeah.
So.
And you give it up, somebody else will take it as fast as fast.
That
point. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they'll buy, and they'll pay more.
Yes, that's a good point.
So as far as that goes, we're still looking good on the financials.
You mentioned the overtime that we're doing, are the crews doing okay? Are they getting burned
out?
They are.
Most of the time, this is good because it's a morale kind of killer if you have the mandatory people.
Yeah.
It's up and down. They're, depending on the time of year, I want overtime. I don't want overtime. You know what I mean? But it's balancing out. I think one thing that we're realizing as an administration, it just takes time. But I'm finding out that investing in our own people, sending our own people to paramedic school, is kind of a slam dunk. They, you get the buy-in, their loyalty, and their, you know, and I've had really good success since we started the program. So we got two guys in school right now. They're doing really well. They're going to be done in June, July.
July,
and next year I'm budgeting for two or three more, and I just have more luck. We'll lateral people, but it's
important to know every agency is struggling to get medics right now. It's
yeah,
not
we talked just about other agencies.
The entire state is having the issue. There's just not enough people with that certification yet. So.
There's such an influx of, and I don't want to get down in the weeds, but on the northern end, we got cities next to us that have paramedics that don't need paramedics. And it's, there's just no paramedics. If a recruit or somebody was to go get their medic and get their fire one and two, have a job like that, a good one. But yeah.
Is there a possibility for you to, so at hotels, what we do, if we have hotels that are sister hotels next to us, we'll choose, fit and choose who needs ours and who doesn't, put them in different areas. Do you have a partner, like in the cities, that you can call and pay the invoice for that fee versus paying the overtime for the crew that's inside the building, that's inside 42 or 41? Is that an option, like a temp labor type of option, but skilled
temp labor?
No, because
there's none of them, there's none of them to do that with.
There's not enough in the industry.
There's not enough at all.
No, and the minute they come out, we're all scrambling to hire them. And the district, like I told the board before, the district, we're due for a wage study this year. It's not going to be a monster one like we, but we have to be competitive with those paramedic wages because they're just, you know, we're not the highest, but we're not the lowest. The board has taken really good care of us, but we still need to continue down that to be competitive because we just lose them.
I can't remember. Do you do sign-on bonuses after like 90 days or 6 months or something like that?
We give them 90. So we used to let them choose between a sign-on bonus or 96 hours of vacation. But what we found was they still needed time off. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up eating admin time to provide for the vacation. So we went back and we've started doing 96 hours of vacation.
Okay.
We preload them.
Okay.
That's a sign-on bonus, and we still do, if we have a candidate, we interviewed a lateral from Caseville just the other day. Mm-hmm. I would have hired him in a minute, but right at the end of the interview, he says, I still got three or four other agencies I want to talk to first.
You get the pick of the litter.
Good place for them, but bad place for us.
What's that?
Good place for them, but bad place for us.
Yeah, and you know what? I did,
yes, very much so.
I kind of took, I'm not going to offer you a job. I'm not going to chase you.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't, I'll lateral them, I'll be fair, but I won't bring them in higher than.
They start to use it as a bargaining chip. Well, mm-hmm. This is what they're going to bring me in. Let me
sure.
see what you're doing.
I won't do that to our own people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's good for morale too, trust me.
Normally we don't have to do that though.
Yeah.
We're right in there. So
I think give yourself a few years, you're going to have enough paramedics in the system, but I think it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Any questions on the financial report then? Can I entertain a motion for that?
Chair, I make a motion to approve the North Davis Fire District financial report.
A motion for approval by Annette.
And I second that motion.
And a second by Megan. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great. Next is the North Davis Fire District audit report. I saw Heather walk in, but she's not in here just yet.
Let me just make sure she knows whenever she's ready. Is that okay?
Okay.
The audit report, just to make the board aware, this is a difficult time for Missy every time. She pulls so much records for them and coordinates with them, but we grind through it and get it done. She here?
Yep, let's do that. Let's give her a second. So let's go on to item 9, consideration of approval of resolution 2024-R13. This is amending the North Davis Fire District personnel policy, chapter 506, holidays. Who's taking it?
About this last.
Yep.
This just changes the label.
Also, I kind of changed the wording, so it was a little bit clear when we read policy. So the only thing that changed was just the way the holidays are listed, and then changing for June 18th that it will be the depending on what day it falls, you know, with the date. Then we hold it to be a Monday. That's like it's observed.
Always be a Monday.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Which really only affects us. Daytime.
Yeah. Any questions or any comments on that item then? Is that last week or last month?
No.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ricky and a second by Tim. Let's do a roll call on that one. Megan?
Aye.
Annette?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Tim?
Yeah. Aye.
Andrew
almost threw me off there.
Yes.
Thank you. That is approved.
I say aye because that's the way it
is. We'll just come down real quick then and do the next one as well. This is the North Davis Fire District's Board of Trustees meeting schedule. We just talked about that. Any further discussion on those dates?
No.
Okay. Somebody like to motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion we approve the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustees meeting schedule for 2025.
Second.
Motion for approval by Nancy and a second by Annette. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Beautiful. Heather, welcome. You're up.
I am?
Yeah.
Jeez.
She's like, wait, what the heck?
Where do you want me to stay?
She's like, right
now.
Anywhere? On that table. I'm kidding. Wherever you'd like to feel more comfortable.
Well, anywhere.
You're good. Everybody hand them out?
Yeah, hand them out.
Yeah.
My name's Heather.
Some of us 2 weeks in a row, huh?
Yeah.
It's a lot this week. Heather Christofferson with Ulrich & Associates. We are the independent auditors for the district. I work closely with
Thank you.
Mariah and with Misty. So you do the audit. Got it completed on time this year. I'm just gonna stand here. Okay, so no findings, no recommendations, which is great. Both great. We do review internal controls as we go. Nothing came to our attention that was any concern. It appeared that all those controls were being followed. We do interviews of staff, review minutes, review contracts. Nothing came to our attention that was concerning or that we need to bring to your attention. As far as the report goes itself, the main thing that you're paying for is right after the table of contents, it's our independent auditor's report. First letterhead page there basically says, in our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material respects for the district for June 30, 2024. So a clean opinion overall. The first section within the report is called the Management Discussion and Analysis. It is a narrative of everything throughout the report, and it describes changes from last year to this year. If you're gonna read anything, I'd read those 5 pages, the rest of it is just a whole lot of detail related to those pages. That's what's going to be useful to you. On page 10 is the statement of net position. This is the district's balance sheet reported as if it was a full business. So this is full accrual accounting. So it's going to have not only the normal stuff that you're used to looking at, cash, accounts receivable, it's also going to have fixed assets, depreciation on those fixed assets, and debt. The other odd thing on here is URS, what is their calculation of what your assets are or what your liability is related to that. You have no control over that. You pay what they tell you to pay. So there's a lot in this report, dozens of pages that relate solely to URS, which you have no control over. So we have to put it in there per GASB, just so you know. But we get direct confirmation from URS in order to get that report. So according to this schedule, your net position, which is your equity for the fire district, is $7.5 million. So basically that says you have more assets than you have liabilities. Most of them are real estate, which you can't convert into cash very easily, but nonetheless, it is an asset. The next page, any questions on that page? And I promise I'm not going to go page by page. The next page is page 11. Again, this is full accrual accounting. The goal of this schedule is to break down the expenses by function and then show you charges for services to support that function, and then how far you've expended above those charges for services, and then how is that supported. So if you're looking at the left column, you're looking at operations is $6.8 million, that middle figure there. You charge $1.3 million for that service to customers. So that leaves $1.5 million that's not funded by the services that you provide and charge for. So that is funded by property taxes. And then you've got interest and other small income items, but it's mainly funded by property taxes. Page 12 is the true balance sheet for the district. So this is on modified accrual accounting. So this does not have fixed assets, debt, URS, anything that's more long-term. This is more of a closer to the cash basis rather than the accrual basis. So as you look at this schedule, you can see that first column for the general fund shows that you have $2.7 million as of June 30 in cash and $6.6 million in receivables, intergovernmental receivables. The majority of those receivables are related to property taxes. You can see the offset to that under deferred inflows, a few lines below that of $6.5 million. That will be collected November, December, January, and you will receive those during that time frame. Any questions on any of that?
What's an LBA?
Local Building Authority. So that's basically the build, the process to get the building built within a fund.
Heather, I think we, by statute, we need to keep that LBA for the duration of the building, huh?
Probably because you're paying the debt, you need to keep that alive. But there's not going to be very many transactions rolling through there. You're going to be transferring to pay the debt service. But other than that, there's not a lot.
This meeting's probably not the setting, but I was wondering, we could ask Mariah if we should set, if we should deposit our debt service into the LBA yearly. That way it just shows it being paid out of the LBA.
You could, yeah. Typically that's, yes, yeah, you transfer in before the loan payment is paid, and then it's showing as transfer in and then the payment out. Page 14. This is a statement of revenue expenses and changes in fund balance. So this is going to match the balance sheet in that this is the income statement side of it. This will show, again, more of a cash basis. So instead of depreciation, you're showing actually what you're spending on the asset in that year. So for instance, in that second column, the local building authority, you can see there's a capital outlay of $6 million. That's second from the left. That's related to the fire station. Overall, the net change in fund balance, that's the third line from the bottom, for the entire district is negative $6.7 million. That's because you're building a building. You can see in the general fund, it's the net change in fund balance, so it's kind of like net income, is $1.8 million. The majority of that is a result of transfers out, and that's going into the various funds for debt service, capital projects, and then the building of that building. You can see at the bottom there, all the fund balances for each one of the funds is in a positive position, which is good. That's what you want. And overall, the fund balance for the entity is $3.5 million. That's the far bottom, far right. This is as of June 30, 2024. Any questions on any of that? The last page I was going to go over, there's lots of notes and other statements, but on page 39, that's the budget to actual, just the general fund itself. So, first section is revenues. So what you're expecting to get, and then amended what you're really expecting to get, and then what you actually got. So the amended budget, 7.236 for revenues, and what you actually got was 7.116. So majority of that is related to property taxes, the decrease for the, you received 5.8 million when you're expecting more like six. But within $120,000 of what you were expecting. On the flip side of that, expenditure-wise, total expenses, you were planning to spend 6.6 almost, and you actually only spent 6.4. And that is all I plan to go over. Is there any questions, anything you can help with?
We didn't make as much, but we didn't spend as much as either.
Right.
Good to me.
In last year's budget.
Yes.
This year will be
different.
Heather, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
All right. There's no questions on that. We need to accept the audit report. Take a motion for that.
Where's that at? Move to approve the audit report.
Second that motion.
Motion for approval by Tim, the second by Megan. This is, oh, we'll just call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. She's out. Okay, fire chief report.
Don't have really a lot. I've already talked to you about some of the employment issues we have. Call volume is rounding around 4,200. The guys are busy. I think the new station 42 is finally home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and is punch list is down to two or three items that we're working diligently on. But we're on the home stretch. Other than that, just with the employment issues that we're all facing, we're working through it as best we can. But other than that, our station manning and our coverage is very good. I just wanted to remind the board, and I know we talked about iSpy, but for those of you that haven't been around that much, you're going to see some stuff come across these holidays that makes our holidays not fun. And it's a sad deal, but just wanted to remind the board that we keep a close eye on our guys. For mental health and stuff, and this is kind of a difficult time of year for some people in our community. So, like I said, we're doing good and moving along. So, does the board have any questions for me? I could give you call dates and you know. Everything. We haven't had any big working fires this last month. We're getting fires though. And, you know, we just kind of hold our breath on Christmas Eve and Christmas. Over my career, sometimes those haven't been good days, but we just hope that everybody will be safe and safe this year.
Thanks for everything you guys do.
Yeah, thank you.
And express our gratitude to the crews.
Yes.
For everything that they're doing.
I do. They actually, they know they have a board that supports them and really looks out for their safety and their well-being. They actually do know that. And I think Mayor and a lot of you have interacted with other agencies that I don't know that they care as much, but their city leaders care as much is what my board does. We're very fortunate to have that. I talked with other chiefs and across the state and even some interactions, Mayor, that you've had with some other cities, and they don't think they need that equipment or that many people, or and I'm just fortunate my board doesn't do that, so.
That's good. Well, thank you to you, too. I know you put a lot of time and effort into it, and appreciate your experience and wisdom with that.
Okay, moving on to member city updates. Sunset. Anything cool?
Well, we had Santa Claus come to the city this last weekend.
Yeah, we're grateful about
that. That was great. Every year it's fun. The kids love it. I think they and it was a success. I think really early, I know, this year, so we're looking at that for next year, about possibly changing that, because that was early for everybody. Early for Santa, early for families. We left at 7:30 in the morning, so it was kind of a early for Santa Claus to arrive.
Santa gets up that early?
Well, he didn't sunset this year.
Good job.
But it was successful. Looks like they're ready.
You can see the corridor now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks a little weird. That's going to be a lot of changes like that. Was there anything else that was?
Definitely see the church.
We're to see what Mike is going to do to us.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that last month, but.
So we'll see.
Been there, done that.
Yep. We got another building on Main Street coming up too. I don't know if you that second building had the one that's already there, and they've got the second one that's going up too.
Oh, they're going
to start the second. Yeah, the second one's in the moving, the growing phase.
And it looks like there's a little bit of movement on that old line of
property.
Yeah, great group. Thank you.
They're looking at a bunch of townhomes actually instead of big apartment buildings in there.
Over by the city hall.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember they were going to do high density, right?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's good, though.
We're happier about the townhome ownership side of things.
Definitely. I don't know if you'd heard, but the school did get purchased.
Yep.
And I don't know, and that's going to be another school. So
charter school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, charter school, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're relieved with that one, too.
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't think of anything else. Yeah. Okay, am I going crazy? Can you hear the
tap?
Tap.
It's a click.
I think the door is slowly shutting.
Closing? Okay, I'm going, do we have a leak somewhere, or am I losing it?
No, I don't know.
It is.
It's that, right?
Okay, perfect. Okay, no, you're fine. Just like,
What noise?
Well, Merry Christmas to Sansa.
Thank you.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you guys.
Clearfield.
Tim, will you do it?
I'll defer to Megan.
She's
go it alone last time.
I know, but my voice is like giving
me. Oh, excuses.
I've been thinking about it.
Our airplanes are finally hitting the streets, so you'll see those popping up.
Airplanes hitting streets.
That's not a good thing.
It's a great thing and not for us. So,
is there
any
yet?
Eventually, I think they're putting the one in front of the aquatic center up. So, yeah,
it
should be.
I don't know what the status is of yours. I checked the MOC building. Did you see it?
It's got to be down there somewhere.
It's at the MOC building, but it's on the corner, and I'm not sure where he's at with it. It doesn't look like it's completed yet.
Yeah, I just know they've been starting to push him out. So our on and off ramps are getting completed. And
They
look nice.
Yeah, looking good.
They
really
do look good.
Yeah.
We were just commenting on that yesterday.
I think we rebranded our city to Utah's Military City and rolled out our new logo, and it's looking good in Clearfield. So
good,
we're excited for our continued growth and and leading in the waves, and hopefully some more developments. Hopefully, Lakeside Square goes soon. But
yeah,
I think it's going to start
next
soon.
Year and mm-hmm. Station Park, or not Station Park, Clearfield Station.
DOD.
I go to Station Park too much. we'll hopefully see some traction there as well. So,
good.
Yeah.
That bugs me now.
Sorry.
Anything else to add, Meg?
And Santa Claus came to our city tree lighting, so, you know, he's making his rounds.
He gets around, doesn't he?
Thanks to the fire district.
Yeah. Was he your sleigh too, fire district?
We bring him in on the when we light our tree. He comes in on the fire truck.
Yeah, so.
You guys do it the same night at the exact same time.
Well, we appreciate the sleigh.
We don't make things easy for the fire district.
You're welcome.
It was way cool on our site too, so we appreciate that. It's always a highlight for West Point to have. You guys bring him in, so we appreciate that. Annette, anything from West Point you want to share?
Corridor, when's it going to 1800?
Starting next year, by the end of 27, it'll be completed.
Is that the same timing as 1800 North?
Probably.
Well, our project getting awarded in February.
Yeah.
So I don't know how fast that's
going to tie into 1800.
It will tie into 18, yeah. So the 18 wasn't going to come all the way down to where the tie-in is going to be. It's going to stop a little short from what we were told last. We'll see if UDOT changes their plan.
They never do that.
Can you talk them into a light at 45 and 18?
45 and 18, yes.
You did?
Yeah,
try to make a left-hand turn with everybody going to Weber County.
That is, I know it's a public meeting, but that stays here. That is their plan. That's what they're looking at right now, is to do that.
Tear my eye.
That intersection needs to be realigned too. So we're working on that right now. So that's a straight shot.
I approve those messages. I don't have anything else. I don't want to hear about our development soccer. Just what we have going on.
Okay. Well, then that brings us to the end. You want to make a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion.
And not in Jerry's honor.
Second.
We are adjourned.
That was Gary.
Megan.
No one's going to say
she actually talked. So we're
going to be the quickest second you'd ever do.